The 2020 election was historic on a number of fronts. Voting patterns changed in some states and on many levels. Dr. Amy Bass, professor of sports studies at Manhattanville College in Westchester County, says there's a new voting bloc, athletes.
I think that one of the most interesting pieces that have come out of this election in terms of, you know, who were sort of our stand-up spotlight people, and athletes emerged as a big one. But, you know, the NBA got so much attention in terms of its role in promoting election, voting, register to vote, and really the WNBA is where I think most of this spotlight belongs. As the WNBA emerged early on as a league that sort of had a social justice program attached to it. And we see on the local level, Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. I mean, I cannot think of a moment when Georgia has been so important in terms of electoral politics. So I think there's a couple things here. I think we see players agitating on behalf of candidates. So with the WNBA, you know, you have players wearing Vote Warnock shirts when Warnock's opponent, Kelly Loeffler, who he's headed into a runoff with in January, owns a WNBA team. So you have, you know, she's part owner of the Atlanta Dream. She has been incredibly vocal about her opposition to the league's focus on Black Lives Matter. And then you have her very own players, right, donning these shirts and being part of this. You then have the NBA, you know, this summer, pulling out the Milwaukee Bucks in response to the shooting of Jacob Blake. And part of bringing sort of, I don't know if it was a boycott or a wildcat strike, we had a lot of trouble sort of placing what the Bucks did by refusing to play. But it started yet again this sort of string of action. Every single major sports league, including globally, had a reaction, had a Black Lives Matter reaction, and then how does the NBA come back to the table? They put election stuff on the table to do that, right? They come back to the game, and part of the conversation is our sports arenas need to be places where people can vote, because we know that the disenfranchisement of so many voters in the United States is connected to the killing of these voting places, of these polling places. So really, we see athletes emerge in really interesting ways. And in the past, we've talked about NASCAR moms and soccer moms, and I think Sarah Palin talked about hockey moms. These are athletes as a voting bloc. And, you know, when you think of someone like LeBron James starting his More Than a Vote campaign, he has 136 million followers across social media. And that's the same number of people who voted in 2016. So the power here, I just think, is something we really need to pay attention to.
Bass referred to a runoff in Georgia for a U.S. Senate seat between Democrat Raphael Warnock, a pastor, and Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler. And then, when did this all start? Was it with kneeling during the national anthem as a statement against racial injustice? I mean, that started with Colin Kaepernick, former quarterback with the San Francisco 49ers, and then President Trump called it disrespectful, unpatriotic, etc. Started a feud with the NFL. I mean, where did it all germinate?
Well, I think that there's a legacy of African American political agitation and sports. I mean, you know, my first book was about the 68 Olympics and the Black Power action taken there by members of the Olympic Project for Human Rights, who threatened a boycott of the Olympic Games, right? America's best athletes weren't going to go if a civil rights agenda wasn't taken seriously, a list of demands. So we have lots of starts and stops with this. But Colin Kaepernick certainly, you know, reinvigorated that dialogue along with teammates like Eric Reid. And then, yes, you have somebody in a position of power like Donald Trump using words that I'm not going to use with you in terms of talking about, you know, what the response should be. And so you have this sort of back and forth conversation, which at its base, I think there are still some people who want to say, look, sports are apolitical. Can't we just play the game? Can't you just stick to sports? Can't you shut up and dribble? And the answer to that is no, because athletes don't stop being who they are and what they believe in when they step on the court or the pitch or the track. They have their belief systems, and they have this platform that they have built, and they get to use it, and they have.
How did COVID play a role in athletes and voting? I mean, you know, obviously it's changed all of our lives. It touches everything. So what was the impact here with athletes and voting?
Yeah, and sports and COVID is in a really particular moment because I don't think it's an accident that the NBA and the WNBA playing in the so-called bubble and wobble, you know, they're all together 24/7 living the pandemic life and competing, and the NBA and the WNBA pulled that off quite successfully. But they're experiencing a sort of trans team collectivity that they don't usually get. Usually they're crisscrossing the country and you see who your opponent is and then you go on to the next game. And these athletes were basically quarantined together for the remainder of their seasons. And that's how you can build collective consciousness because, you know, Milwaukee Bucks pull out, all the other teams are standing right there with them in the bubble.
Anything else to mention about athletes and voting?
I think the piece that's missing, you know, just to touch on super quickly is that of the collegiate student athlete. I think that the NCAA highly recommended, pretty much pressured Division I teams to give the student athletes election day off from practice to try to just take down any barriers that they might have to going to vote. And, you know, that's 170,000 athletes right there. So I think that what's going on college campuses, which has always been a place, a source for, you know, sort of political consciousness to go in all sorts of directions, there was a real emphasis on the vote. So it isn't just our pro athletes to keep our eyes on. I think our student athletes are also within this conversation.
Dr. Amy Bass is an author and professor of sports studies at Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York, focusing on sport, culture, and politics. She is chair of the Division of Social Science and Communication. Her most recent book came out in 2018, One Goal, A Coach, A Team, and the Game That Brought a Divided Town Together. She's also an Emmy Award winner for her work with NBC TV at the London Olympics in 2012. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.